Behind her, Karma was getting restless. Catherine could hear him stretch, stand, and shake, his ID tag hitting the hard edge of the doggy seat.
"Don't look at him," Ralph warned, his hands clutching the steering wheel. "He's fine."
"But maybe he needs to stop again."
Ralph adjusted the rearview mirror. "Don't project."
"Project?" Catherine asked. "What do you know about projecting?" She'd had it with his amateur psychology.
"A bar of soap has more sense than that stupid dog."
Catherine turned her attention back to the Savannah map to try to get a sense of the city, to somehow pinpoint where they were. They'd been on the road so long, it was hard to tell. She turned the map 90 degrees and refolded it. It reminded her of a math problem. If a car were traveling at 60 miles an hour heading due east, and a Boston Terrier was in distress in the back seat, how long would it take for his bladder to explode? At what velocity would the poor dog erupt into a mushroom cloud and take her husband and his golf clubs with him?
"Look,"
Ralph pointed to a small sign that directed them to the island.
"Only 5 miles."
They were approaching the end of the parkway. That much was clear. Three lanes merged into two, and orange detour barrels dotted the shoulder. She placed the map back into the glove compartment and grabbed the Seven Oaks brochure. As Ralph focused on a lane change, she pulled down the sun flap and watched Karma in the mirror. He seemed to be comfortable, but she could never be sure. He always breathed as if he were wearing scuba equipment, his little pushed-in nose struggling with the simplest tasks. The brochure to Seven Oaks, at least, felt solid. Some companies had sent only a glossy threefold leaflet and a website address, but after spending a week with real estate agents looking at places to retire, she knew not to trust websites or fancy brochures, even though she and Ralph had done their research. They'd collected all the magazines they could find with headlines like Top 10 Places to Retire and The Next Chapter. But not all developments had met their expectations. They'd visited Asheville and Charlottesville and Hilton Head. They'd toured housing communities with names like The Sanctuary and The Farms and Sunset Estates. They even visited a subdivision called Trilogy, whose three parts were touted as golf, tennis, fun. They wanted warmth, but not Florida. Several friends who'd relocated there had died within the first 2 years. Catherine's divorced sister, Martha, had moved to The Villages, a gated community north of Orlando, with the motto, "Florida's friendliest hometown." Martha loved it, but got a venereal disease within the first month.
"What can I say?" her sister told Catherine. "It's just a lifestyle decision."
They'd just spent 2 nights in Charleston, at the base of a cabled bridge on the Cooper River, but their room had smelled of unfamiliar fur, and Catherine had found cat kibble under the bed. Only Karma had seemed to be in a good mood there. They'd squandered 2 afternoons walking through low-country cottages with eat-in kitchens and screened porches, with an agent who looked as if he were on spring break. He was young enough to be their grandchild, if they'd had one. What did he know about retirement or 401k plans? Or why a master bedroom on the main floor was actually a practical solution for their needs, not just a theoretical idea? Good for resale? She'd wanted to fall in love with Charleston, with its history and southern charm, but the city had felt overpriced and sprawling. They could just stay in New Jersey if they wanted that. The historic district, with new shutters and fresh paint on old buildings, like an aging woman with too much eyeshadow, just made her sad.
"It says they have a dog park," Catherine said, flipping through the Seven Oaks brochure.
"A picket-fenced 6-acre playground of meadow and woods will keep your pooch and his people happy."
Karma shook in the back seat.
"Yes, baby, you'll get your own dog park. With T-R-E-A-T-S,
Catherine spelled out the word, careful to enunciate each letter.
"Don't encourage him."
"Treats, treats, treats," Karma barked.
"And I'll tell you again once and for all," Ralph added. "He doesn't understand English. He's a D-O-G.